It is the 9th of July, and this is the 9th episode of the Visual Storyteller podcast. Hello, how are you? Now, I've been going long on these podcasts, and that was never my intention, because you've got better things to do than to listen to this. There are other things out there, and you've got a life to live, of course, so I'm going to keep it short today. I've been asked, when I talk about being in business and being rubbish at business, how I would feel if my clients found out about that, if my clients were listening to this podcast. But actually, there's two different things. Being rubbish at business, which is typically what I generally feel I am, is different from being good at what you do. So I'm not very good at business, but I am really good at photography, and I'm a passable filmmaker, and I can draw a cartoon. So my core competencies are very, very strong, very good. And that's what the client gets from me. The client gets my output. The client gets my photography, gets my videos, gets my cartoons. And they're getting quality work. Or at least that's what I think. You might beg to differ. And that's fine. But fundamentally, my belief in my work is very strong. So the same would go for you. Your belief in your work is very, very, very strong. And that's separate from believing or being good at business. If I were good at business, I'd never undercharge. I'd have loads of clients and I'd never get taken advantage of. And I'd always have clients who would stick to the agreements that we made, etc., etc., etc. By the way, I should hasten to add, that makes it sound as if all my clients are disasters, and that is not the case by a long distance. A lot of my clients, most of my clients, in fact, are really great people to deal with. Occasionally, I have some difficulties. But look, we won't say anything about that. Oh, good. You got the directions and you found us. Listen, I'm going to keep this bit short as well because I am absolutely exhausted. And I thought I'd talk today very quickly about pushing ourselves too far, because sometimes we do that, not just in terms of exercise, but we can push ourselves too far in terms of our work as well. Being creatives, we tend to work crazy hours, get really involved in our projects because we love what we do. So we love creating and it just becomes all consuming. So we work crazy hours sometimes. And the same is sort of happening to me with the exercise. I'm starting to push myself maybe a little bit too hard because I'll give you an example. So today I swam 60 lengths in the swimming pool, and that's now my new reality, if you like. I'm up 10 lengths from 50, which is what I was swimming in June. And in July, I'm going to swim 60 lengths every day. But I felt very strong in the pool today. I felt really, really good. And it crossed my mind, maybe I should just hang on in there and do 100 lengths. Now, I'm sure I could have done 100 lengths. However, that doesn't mean I should do 100 lengths at this moment, because 100 lengths is probably the outer limit of what I'm capable of. And therefore, it would be like training for a marathon and running a marathon. So at the moment, I'm just training. So 60 lengths is my training length. 100 lengths would be the achievement length, the achievement swim, if you like, what I'm training for. And if I swam 100 lengths, I probably wouldn't be able to get up tomorrow. Similarly, if I ran a marathon today, and by the way, I'm nowhere near being able to run a marathon today, but if I did, then I probably wouldn't be able to get up for the next 4 months. So just because something is within my grasp, and I think that goes for all of us when we're exercising, doesn't mean we should go for it. We need to build up gradually, have stability in our training. At least that's what it feels like for me. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.